Hi, I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets. Hello, and welcome to another edition of JanetFitBeautyStyle.com and Janet Shield Scott Radio. Our lovely guest today is singer, songwriter, producer, Toni Ann Semple. Toni's here to talk to us about her new CD titled My Spirit. Hello, Toni. Welcome.
Good morning, Janet. How are you this morning?
Well, there's always room for improvement.
As long as you wake up and it's another day, I think that's the blessing in itself.
Isn't that true? So tell us about your CD. I'm really excited about the music. I've listened to it, and it's beautiful. It's fresh, soothing, alluring, relaxing. It's great for candle lights and bubble bath.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad that all of those elements were conveyed in the music. I'm happy truly about that. But my name is Toni Ann Semple, born and raised in Queens, New York. I am a self-taught musician, and at the age of 7, I discovered I had some singing ability, but I really didn't take anything serious until I was around 12. Because at the age of 7, I was more of an athlete. I was running around and trying to catch up with my older siblings and trying to do what they were doing. But at 12, I discovered that I enjoyed the first instrument that I taught myself was the guitar. So I took a book and 6 rubber bands and pretended that I was playing songs that were on the radio. And my mom, one day, came in my room and asked, what was I doing? And I told her I was playing the guitar. She was like, well, I have to get you a real one. Mm-hmm. And it just started with one of those plastic Bonnie Marie.
Yeah, you're so talented because you also play the piano, you sing, you write your own music. You're very talented. What other instruments do you play?
I play the trumpet and the Native American flute.
Wow, you are so gifted, lady. You do it all, don't you?
Music is in me, so I just enjoy the whole process of being able to experience something different musically.
Mm. And when did you write your first song? When did you collectively put together the music, the song, the whole genre?
Yeah, my first song was written with my older sibling, my older sister Bernadette, and she was like my writing partner in the beginning. But she was in college at the time, and I was a little girl, and I would wait for her to come back home to help me write my song. But after a while, I became impatient. Mm. So after that, I was like, I can't wait for you anymore. I'm going to have to move on. And then it just went on and on, and I just continued to play, continued to experiment, because at first I didn't know how to tune my guitar. So I was trying to get help from my neighbor, who was more of a hard, heavy metal rocker type player.
Yeah.
But I realized he was tone deaf, so he couldn't really tune my guitar. So, yeah, I figured it out. I used to babysit for our neighbors across the street, and most of the homes here have pianos in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I started teaching myself how to play piano. And then I figured out that I can tune my guitar by playing the piano.
Wow.
And that's how I figured it out. And so from there, I've just been writing and singing and writing and just working on my craft. And it took up all my time because I loved being in that space of writing and just creating. And, you know, my mom would have to remind me to come down for dinner because I would lose time.
Wow, that shows that you truly have the passion for what you do. Now, you also performed with a lot of other artists, such as Will Downing and a few others. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the funny story with Will is that Will, my my sister, she's my best friend, but she also is one of my MDs in my band, and she was playing with him at the time, and he needed a vocalist to step in. So he called me one day, and at the time I had Phil Perry's song on my voicemail at the time, and he was like, hey, you know, you have to have equal billing. You have to have equal billing on, you know, on that, you know, that your voicemail. He said, by the way, this is Will Downey. I'm coming to your house to drop off the show. And the show was the next day.
Wow.
So I had to learn his show in one day.
Mm-hmm. And that you did, I'm sure.
Yes, I had no choice.
As talented as you are.
Oh, I appreciate that. But, you know, it was a challenge, but I was up for it. I learned the whole show in one day. I don't even remember that weekend. All I know is that I performed behind him, and mm-hmm. he turned around and said, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tony Ensemble. She learned my show in one day.
That was definitely
awesome.
Yeah, that was definitely worth a standing ovation there. And who are some of the other artists that you work with? Mm-hmm.
I worked with a gentleman by the name of Tom Barney, a gentleman by the name of Morris Landy. Morris Landy actually works for Atlantic Records. Tom Barney has played with everyone from, who actually produced Lauryn Hill's Miss Education album. And he's also worked with Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, Kenny G, Aretha Franklin. The list goes on and on. He's a little across the street from me at the time, and it wasn't until he moved that I started working with him. Yeah,
okay.
he was the bass player for Saturday Night Live for many years, and then he just moved on to other things. So, but he produced two of the songs on this project.
You said he produced two songs on the project.
Yes, he co-produced My Spirit and Wakanda.
And I noticed, like, on the song Mystify, to me you have just a little bit of a similarity to Chaka Khan with your vocals on there. Has anybody ever, and then the way the music goes is sort of reminiscent of her. Has anybody ever told you that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I performed at a place in here, you know, Harlem Week. They have Harlem Week here.
Right.
And I had performed last year, and I came off the stage, and they're like, holy crap, you sound like Chaka Khan, and there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So I get this combo, you know, they'll say I sound like this person on one song and another one on. I'm a fan of Chaka Khan, and anyone who says that I sound like her, that's the true blessing.
I know, that's fine. All right, now I noticed that on your, because this is also, sort of try to work the beauty angle into this because I'm also a beauty professional. I noticed that you embrace your Native American look on your CD cover and in some of your photo shoots. Is that something that you've always embraced, or is it something that you're just doing for your CD cover?
No, that's something I completely embrace. When I was a kid, I used to wear my braids all the time. But I have to credit my mother for that because, you know, my grandmother on my father's side is Cherokee. On my mother's side is Mohawk. My mother actually pretty much wore her moccasins and her Native American earrings and listened to traditional Native American music. And before she passed away, she told me that it was very important for me to embrace that aspect of who I am, because she didn't want me to sound like everyone else. She said, you know, she would question me, because we'd go to powwows and we would just, you know, just be immersed in the culture itself, and she would ask me what did I think about having Native American chanting in my music. And I was like, well, that's kind of difficult because I don't know how to do it. She's like, oh, but you will. Mm-hmm. You will. She said, just think about it. And then it wasn't until she came down with breast cancer and she was adamant about me becoming more, and you know, embrace more of who I am, that it was until she actually passed away that I got it. So, yeah, and I celebrated as much as I can. But even if I don't have any braids in my hair, if I don't wear my hair that way, somebody will come up to me and ask me, oh, you do have Native American in you, and I will let them know yes.
Okay. Now, I also, just to sort of wind this down a little bit, I was wondering, do you have three Native American beauty tips that you can share with us?
You know what? My mom had perfect skin. I didn't have perfect skin then.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's just now that my skin is becoming like hers. Like the last 5-6 years that my skin has just settled itself down.
Look great.
Well, thank you. It's really simple. I use a unscented Dove soap just to wash my face. I don't use any astringent or anything because it's too harsh on my face. My face is very sensitive. I'll use a moisturizer, and I'll use a combination of raw cocoa butter with coconut oil and olive oil. I'll mix that together, and I'll just, after the put the moisturizer on, I'll just put that on top of my skin just to keep it from all the radicals. But that's it.
So do you do that day and night, or?
Yeah, well, only during the day. Because at night, you know, I'll be sweating. I don't want to be sweating at night. So I only do once a day. I mean, rinse my face. If it's like really a really harsh day, like yesterday, I will definitely just do a cleaning of washing my face and putting the moisturizer on, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I won't go a day without my cocoa butter, coconut oil, olive oil mixture. Will not.
Oh, okay. All right. And then just one last quick question, because we talked about bubble baths. Do you take relaxing bubble baths or therapeutic baths? And if so, what do you add to you?
I've used sea salt, a half a cup of sea salt, half a cup of peroxide, and baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put that in there, and a half a cup of apple cider vinegar. And I put those four in there in a bath, and I also love just apple cider vinegar, a full cup of apple cider vinegar in a bath. That is the best.
All right, and what will be your inspirational songs on your CD for that relaxing time?
It would have to be Wakanda.
Okay, Wakanda. Any others?
Yeah.
Because you got to soak a little bit longer.
Wakanda, dance with me. Here comes the rain.
Okay.
You know, that would be, you know, Love Me More could give you a more relaxing, because it's just guitar and vocals on that song.
Mm-hmm.
How do I talk to you? You know, I think the whole album could just, you just want to lay back and just relax a little bit. This album will do exactly that for you.
Well, Tony, I definitely agree with you on that.
Thank you.
Can you give us your contact information so that the listeners can reach out to you?
Sure. You can contact me on my website. It's www.toniansemple.net, and that's www.toniansemple.net. And if you Google me, my name, you'll find me on Facebook.com, which is Tony Ann Semple, Twitter.com, also Tony Ann Semple. And I have a YouTube channel, which is T.A. Semple. You could just go and put Tony Ann Semple on there, and you can just look at all the videos. But if you go to my website, you'll see all the social media links, and you'll be able to contact me there.
Okay, Tony, thank you so much for joining us. You enjoy your day, and remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style.
Amen to that. Thank you, Dana. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for me. I'm your host, Janet Shield Scott. You've been listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice. For more interaction, log on to my social media sites, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. As we end this, let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Again, inhale, and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop and take a pause, chill and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.
Check whatever's on your mind. I am here for you.